One day I was driving along a motorway. I started counting bridges, small and large, as my old car passed under each one. I passed a poor chap trying to change a wheel on the hard shoulder, and then the rain started. After 5 miles of mesmerizing windscreen wipers, the sun was trying to break through the clouds. Up ahead a slow truck, better prepared to overtake. But no, a glance in my offside mirror told me a whole gaggle of vehicles were approaching me fast from behind, overtaking me. Getting closer to the truck ahead, big iron chassis right at my windscreen level, better slow down, nearly upon it. Then the strangest and most frightening experience of my life occurred. The accelerator pedal dropped to the floor by itself. I was heading full throttle towards the rear of the massive truck. The next 10 seconds seemed to last about 10 minutes, all in slow motion. My first thought was that my car had been taken over by some strange, unknown force. I made a desperate attempt to hook the pedal back up with my shoe. Couldn't get my foot under it. I could see every detail of the rust and road grime covering the rear end of the truck, every nanosecond getting horribly closer. I suppose I could blast up the hard shoulder at full throttle and frantically practice sign language for when I inevitably met a police car. I know. Oh, I'll turn the ignition off and coast onto the hard shoulder. That's it. That's what I'll do. But no. As I managed to turn the key, the steering wheel locked. Can't steer. Lorry's here. Instinctively, I fumbled and fiddled for that precise position of the ignition switch that kills the engine without locking the steering wheel. I must have found it because I was able to veer off at the very last moment and coast to a halt on the hard shoulder. The problem? A small spring that helps operate the carburetor linkage had broken. Funny how such small things are often so important.